You are listening to The Greenhorn by Ron Earl Phillips, Part 1. Until sundown. That's how much time Marshal Brady Hawks had to get out of Prosperity. Most men, tougher, bigger men, wouldn't have hesitated to scoot. No options to it, really, but the Marshal rode in on the torrid sands of drought-baked prairie with the weight of justice hanging on his chest. A lone figure of the law come to clean up the town of dangerous men and lost women. Prosperity rose up like many towns in the West with the promise of wealth and, ironically, prosperity. Sheltered at its back by a fierce, wild ridge of hills and a particularly rich vein of silver up to Clout's Rock, Prosperity sprung up of its own will. The silver flowed like a river for nearly a year on the backs of pack mules and prospectors alike. The town, like a molting snake, shed its skin and grew and grew. Then the silver was gone. Back by the low ridge of Rockies and facing an inhospitable prairie, no good for beast, feed, or green, a town like Prosperity should have dried up like the silver and vanished. It were those hills and the mountains above that offered more value than a rich vein of ore. A man or a gang of men could hide out for weeks within the dense tree line, and the wild ones would find shelter among the rocks and the bighorns. Prosperity became the haven of bad men who spent their ill-got gains on loose women, watered-down whiskey, and gambling. Prosperity knew no law. And so his esteemed governor, John Longrout, of the territory of Colorado, sent marshal after marshal to clean up or clean out Prosperity. Brady Hawks were the fifth, and Rout hoped the young marshal would be the last. Hawks came from a long line of military men who knew only duty and obligation. He wouldn't turn tail like his four predecessors. The sun gave the horizon one last kiss before the day gave way to dusk. The swaddling heat of the day loosened its tethers, and Prosperity clambered to life as the rowdies came down out of the hills. Hawks pushed open the double doors of the Hotel Del Toro and looked out onto the earth-baked and hoof-hardened Main Street. "I guess we had a misunderstanding, Marshal." Marshal Brady Hawks eyed Curly Godot, the unofficial mayor of Prosperity and the biggest snake in the territory. Curly was sun-baked, flesh turned leather from years of punching cattle before realizing his talent of rustling and killing. Under that coarse hide sinews of muscle, wired tight and were ready to spring. With the best he could make of a smile, Godot looked over to his right-hand man, Slim Wilkins, who held tight to a Winchester. "I'm pretty sure I told this greenhorn that if he wanted to see another day, he'd be out of here by sundown."